Here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday, the 28th of May, 2013. It's the birthday of the author Ian Fleming, born London, 1908, to a wealthy family. His father was a member of Parliament. Young Ian worked as a foreign journalist. He was a banker, stockbroker, and assistant to the director of British Naval Intelligence, worked for the London Sunday Times, before he took up the career that would make him famous as the author of the James Bond novels, the first one, Casino Royale, in 1953, a playboy spy, fast cars, nifty gadgets, and hot women. It's the birthday of Mae Swenson, born Logan, Utah, 1913, Swedish parents, immigrants who came to this country as converts to the Mormon faith. She was the oldest of 10 children. She became the black sheep of the family when she questioned the Mormon faith at the age of 13. Started keeping a diary, composing poems. Writing was the one place she felt free to express herself. She said, "I'm two eyes looking out of a suit of armor. I write because I can't talk." She was in her 20s when she moved to New York City, had a number of low-paying jobs. At one point, she shoplifted a dress so she'd look respectable when she went to the welfare office to ask for help. Her reputation and success grew slowly. Her first book came out when she was 41 years old. Another Animal was the title. She got a two-month residency at Yaddo, where she met the poet Elizabeth Bishop. They became friends, possibly lovers. And though Bishop lived in Brazil, they exchanged letters, 260 of them, over the next 29 years. Mae Swenson wrote to Bishop, "Not to need illusion, to dare to see and say how things really are is the emancipation I would like to attain." Her collections include the complete love poems of Mae Swenson and a book entitled Dear Elizabeth, Five Poems and Three Letters to Elizabeth Bishop. It's the birthday of Walker Percy, Birmingham, Alabama, 1916. His early life was marked by tragedy. Grandfather, father, both committed suicide with shotguns. His mother drowned when her car ran off the road into a stream. He and his brother were adopted by their uncle in Greenville, Mississippi, and it was there that he met his lifelong best friend, the neighbor boy, the author Shelby Foote. Percy went off to college in Chapel Hill, later to New York for medical school. He got tuberculosis, spent 2 years at a sanitarium. He later said, "It was the best thing that ever happened to me because it gave me a chance to quit medicine. I had a respectable excuse." He became a full-time writer, wrote two novels, couldn't get either of them published. He kept at it, and his novel, The Moviegoer, came out in 1961. He was 45 years old, and a year later won the National Book Award. Here's a poem for today by Richard Wilbur, entitled Flying. Treetops are not so high, nor I so low, that I don't instinctively know how it would be to fly. Through gaps that the wind makes when the leaves arouse, and there is a lifting of boughs that settle and lift again. Whatever my kind may be, it is not absurd to confuse myself with a bird for the space of a reverie. My species never flew, but I somehow know it is something that long ago I almost adapted to. Flying, a poem by Richard Wilbur from his collection Anterooms, published by Houghton Mifflin and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Wall Street Journal Weekend Edition, offering writing about finances, food, art, wine, and culture from around the world. More at wsj.com/celebrateweekend. Produced by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, keep in touch.